partakers. Now think about it, partakers of the divine nature of God. We're partakers in what His Word says. We're partakers in God's plan. A lot of people don't follow God's plan. They follow their own desires, and then they get in trouble, and then they wonder, that's lack of knowledge. That's a need for knowledge. Look in 2 Peter 1:3. 2 Peter 1:3. And he says, as His divine power has given to us all things, just a few things? No, all things that pertain to what? Life. Don't we need that? To life and godliness. Whew. Hallelujah. Through the knowledge of Him, who Him? Him God, right? Who called us by glory and virtue. He called us. And you know, we talked about it a little bit Sunday. Jesus died for everybody. He died for the people down at the bars. He died for all of them. But those ones that don't accept Him are going to hell. And you know, you think about what's happening in the world today. People say, yeah, I'm a Christian. But, you know, where are they? Are they doing the plan of God in their life? You know, it's God's divine power that gives us these things that we need for the power, right? This divine power that He gives us through, you know, how we do that? Through the knowledge of God. The more of God, the more we can put Him in here, into our spirit, and into our soulic realm, we know when something happens, we can always go to His Word. And that Word will come right on up. You see what I'm saying? That it's not just a Sunday or a Thursday thing. It's all during the week. It's right, you know, Sunday morning, you know, we get the Word. Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we back refreshing ourselves. Because the Word of God does refresh us. Think about it. It does refresh us. And you know, and these things come by knowing, believing, and acting on those promises of God's Word. Now I'm going to say that again. These things, what are you talking about? The divine power I'm talking about. They come from knowing, believing, and acting on the promises of God's Word. And then you can't do one and expect it to happen. You've got to do all of it. You've got to understand that knowing and believing it. You see what I'm saying? I could tell you, there's people in churches everywhere that are not born again. But they won't come up or raise a hand or give their heart to the Lord. You know, I mean, there's churches full everywhere with people like that. Because why? It's a Sunday thing. You understand what I'm saying? But we need that these things, this divine power comes only by knowing and believing what the Word of God says. Hang on to it. You know, everybody in here probably saw Tarzan a long time ago. He had to hang on to that vine, didn't he? What would happen if he didn't? He'd fall. Then he had to go get the monkey, whatever his monkey. Everybody remember? Cheetah? He had Cheetah go pick him up and doctor him up. But you understand what I'm saying? That vine is very important to Tarzan, right? The Word of God is very important to a Christian. That's our vine. And if we don't grab a hold to it, and we have to understand the knowing and believing and acting on the promises. You know, it's like we talk about, like our health and everything else we talk about. We got to stand on what the Word of God says. We are healed. You know, well, I don't feel like it. Well, shut up. Don't say those things. You know, we're not going to tell you to shut up, but you understand what I'm saying. I'm sure sometimes we get out. I saw somebody had something, a video that talked about, this is where they get up in the morning, and these cattlemen open up this trailer, and this cow falls out, rolls out of the thing. What? Why? Because we got to understand that life does throw a curveball at us. It throws curveballs, but we're not going to give up. Why? Because we're knowing, believing, and acting on the promises of God so we can have that divine power. We can speak to that sickness that's going on in our body. We can speak to that corn that's in our tooth. We can speak to those things that are happening in the world. We can speak to those things. Ah, you don't know what you're talking about. God's word. What's it say? Speak the word over the situation. Speak the word. Not my word, the word of God. Because, you know, a lot of people get on there and they just cuss out whatever's going on. You see what I'm saying? We got to do God's word over that. Then you partake in God's divine provision. You know, God has set it up so beautifully for his family, his children. And so that we can speak it out over our life. You know, this should not be a depressed Christian. That should not be a sickly Christian. You see what I'm saying? There should not be anything that the devil throws at us. We should be walking in divine power that God tells us in his word. If we're not, I've learned that if I'm not walking in that divine health that I know that God says I have, I'm going to raise the heat up a little bit on my speaking the word out. I'm going to turn that heat up a little bit more, and I might get a little bit more louder with it and say, Lord, you said, you see what I'm saying? Lord, you said in your word, so I'm going to throw your word back at you, Lord. You see what I'm saying? So we need to understand those things. We need to know it, believe it, and act on God's word. Receive it. You know, you hear the word. And, you know, just like Sunday's message. You heard the word. You go out from that word. That word is to get you through any kind of situation that goes on. Praise the Lord. And you know, you receive it. And God has offered it to you and me. His word. There's no excuse not knowing God's word. You say, well, I can't read too good. Well, there's audio. You see what I'm saying? God said, there ain't no thing as such thing as excuses. I got you fixed up. Technology right now has got you fixed up. As a matter of fact, I'll do that sometimes on our website. We have a place, or we have a... You can see the scriptures on different kind of verses. Also, it reads it when you click on it. You can read it, and it plays it back. And I say, man, what is that word? And they'll say it. They'll read it out over the computer, and I hear what that word sounds like. I say, it don't look like that word. That don't look like that guy's name or that lady's name. I don't know somebody's name, but it don't look like... Joe, Randy, Gary, Kenneth. You see what I'm saying? It don't look like that word. But you know, if you don't know that, it will not enter into it. What you mean? Know it, believe it, and act on it. And then receive it. We need to understand that. And you know, you may believe the lies of Satan. You know, sometimes we fall for that. We may believe the lies of Satan and fall into needless problems, hurt, harm, and trouble. I can raise my hand. Yep, been there. I believed a lie, and I took off running with it. But I can tell you, we need to focus on the Word of God. We need the knowledge of what the Word of God says. And without the knowledge of God, you will believe the things you have heard through religious circles. That's why when we say like having Bible studies or things like that, we kind of say, okay, let's see who's leading that Bible study when you say you go to it. You know, you hear all kinds of religious things in those kind of situations. So you have to be careful that whoever's teaching it that goes by the word of God and doesn't stray off and give you some kind of unscriptural things. Because you hear all kinds of stuff in religious circles that God sometimes sends tragedy. Have you ever heard this? Sends tragedy to teach you and to make you stronger. I heard that many times. God put that on you to make you stronger. That's in those religious circles. You understand what I'm talking about here. But you know, this seems to be right If this seems to be right in your eyes, that you listen to it, well, maybe so. Maybe God is trying to teach me a lesson. He put that on me so that I can get stronger or whatever. But it's not right. It's not right. And that's not what God's word tells us. So, see, that's why we need to understand before we venture off into, I don't know about you, when something, I hear a noise outside, I just don't walk out there in the dark. I turn a light on. And what I'm saying, the word of God is the light. It's the light that we can focus on so it gets us out of the darkness. And, you know, and I've heard it say that God never promised to deliver us out of trouble. I've heard Christians say that. I even heard a pastor say that. you sit there and you say, ooh. You know, but he never promised to deliver us out of trouble. He always sends trouble to make us stronger. and more like Jesus. Praise the Lord. But this kind of thinking sounds good to the religious mind, but it's a lie from the devil. We're more than conquerors. We have the power to overcome what the devil's trying to do. We have that power. And you know, we don't want to go by these religious circles, or these religious mindset that goes on out there, because a lot of people take scriptures and turn it all around so it will suit them. You see what I'm saying? So we have to be very careful. Matter of fact, I want you to look in Psalms 91:7. Psalms 91:7. You getting anything out of this so far? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 91:7. And it says, though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Let's go to the next. And it says, just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. You don't have to do nothing. Just open your eyes and see how they're punished. And then we'll go to the next verse, and it says, If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. You can't get any too much plainer than that, can you? You know, some people do not know that God is their habitation. People just don't know that. And that God is their deliverer. You know, I take that scripture right there and I have it. I've got it wrote down that, you know, 1,000 may fall at my side, but God's going to take care of me. I don't have to lift a hand to it. All I got to do is lift my voice to it. What am I to lift? The word of God. Praise the Lord. You know, they just don't understand that God is our in habitation. And he's our deliverer from the evil one. He delivers us. And, you know, the individuals who believe that the devil is doing God a service, open the door to tragedy. Now, think about that. That they believe that they open the door to tragedy and inviting Satan into their lives, and there is no defense to protect them. You know, I mean, you start thinking about what you hear things, and you start believing things, and you know, you think this about religious scripture, you know, circles and religious people talk about different types of religion and all this kind of stuff. But we have to understand, when we invite Satan in, that's the only way he can get in. We got to invite him in. And you know, when he starts telling us stuff and we start believing it, we just open the door and it comes in. So what we have to do, we have to get ourselves back right in the right order again. Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have let Satan in like that. Forgive me. Then let's start this thing again. God said, let's do it. He's cheering us on. Praise the Lord. You know, they reason. A lot of people reason that way about what I just said about believing the devil is doing God's work or helping God in his service or whatever. But if Satan is doing it for God, then who am I to resist God? Now think about that. You know, but Satan is not doing it for God. He's doing it to destroy God's creation. And he's also, he is an enemy of God and man. You see, devil don't want to see you prosper. And a lot of times, when you're getting attacked a lot, it's probably because the knowledge, the need for knowledge, or we open the door. You see what I'm saying? God, you know, somebody said, well, God's just making a Job out of me. No, God ain't making a Job out of you at all. He ain't testing you out. He's not doing that. God's already got the plan. He wants us to follow the plan. It's just like going down a railroad track. That railroad track turns to the right, you go to the right. Railroad track takes a left, you take a left. You're following God's plan. And a lot of times we'll veer off of the plan, right? We'll veer off and go off, and it's a dead-end street. And it's our fault. Hallelujah. It's not God's fault. You know, a lot of people, they reason this way. And if Satan is doing it for God, you know, they just don't, they'll resist God and follow the devil. And I've seen a lot of Christians do that. They've gotten so far into religious circles to where they believe anything they hear and not the word. So we have to understand that the enemy is Satan, and he doesn't want to see us win. But I have to tell the devil, sorry, devil, God says we win. Jesus took care of you on the cross. Now, as far as losing a person, a Christian can lose it when they start playing around with the devil, playing in the devil's ballpark instead of God's. Because we can all get lost into that. I mean, I could tell you, you hang around with the wrong people. Now, I don't know if you ever did, but you hang around with the wrong people, and it usually drags you off into something that you shouldn't have done at all. But you think about this. Look, I want you to look in Psalms 91, and we're going to start again at 10 and go to 16. And it says, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. And we just left off with that. Now let's go to 11. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. You see what I'm saying? You go to Lafayette. You go down Johnson Street. You get on Reed Street just about now. Reed and Johnson are just about the same at the red light there. But then you got... You see what I'm saying? He, in order, will protect us wherever we go. And in verse 12, he tells us, then they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Now, you understand what I'm saying? He'll have his angels pick you up so you won't hurt your foot on a stone. Praise the Lord. And in verse 13, he says, you will trample upon lions and cobras. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Whoo! Praise the Lord. And in verse 14 it says, the Lord said, I will rescue those who, what? Love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Hallelujah. And let's see. Let's go to 15 now. It says, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. So when we're going through something, there's a good the knowledge of that scripture right there is telling us, grab a hold to it. I'm not letting go of that scripture because God said it. And then we go to verse 16. He says, I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. But you see what these scriptures right here I gave you. Grab a hold to them. Because, you know, we go through things and we just want to throw in the towel. We want to lift up and just say, that's it, I'm done. What does God's word tell us? He's going to protect us. I love the part where he says the angels will lift us up and won't even bruise our feet. You see where, and then he says we can stomp on these things. So we got to have the knowledge of God's word to stomp on these things that are trying to affect our life. to try to bring us, that tries to bring us down. And you know, it's just the knowledge, the need for more of God's word, a need for knowledge. Because a lot of times we don't do it because we don't have the knowledge of it, because we don't have enough of God's word. But I tell you, that's our lifeline. That's what fills our spirits up. And you know, we've heard many sermons about how God led the children of Israel into the wilderness. And most of these sermons seem to convey that the wilderness experience was to perfect them and to make them stronger. That's a lie from hell. That's another lie of religious circles say. But it did not make them stronger. It did not perfect their faith. It was not the will of God that they be in the wilderness all those years. Their wilderness experience was not God's blessing. It was a curse. Why did they have to stay out there? They did wrong. Yeah, they did not follow God's plan. They got away from God. And it was not designed to make the children of Israel stronger. It was designed to kill them. A curse. To kill them. And it killed all those 20 years of age and up. Yep, we'd be gone. You see what I'm saying? It was that. Everybody 20 years of age and up was killed. And that wilderness experience killed the what? The doubters. Are you a doubter? I pray you're not. Because you saw what happened to those people that were out in the wilderness. But the wilderness experience killed the doubters. The knowledge of why Israel was in the wilderness will give you a different perspective of God. So that's why it's important to have the knowledge of God. And I believe that the knowledge of God will take us a whole lot further than our knowledge. You know, I believe in that God's the knowledge of God that we can have in His Word to know how to react. Think about that one. I know nobody in here would, when something happens wrong, they don't react by hollering and screaming. Maybe. But you understand what I'm saying? That, you know, how do we act? Do we, you know, we got enough of the Word of God? Do we follow God's plan? Do we seek His face when times get rough? Do we seek Him and call out to Him? Get alone by yourself and just say, God, you know, here I am. I need some help. Now don't go to somebody else and say, man, so-and-so, I really need some help. Well, what's going on? Well, let me tell you what I believe. You understand what I'm saying? Get in those little religious circles. I've been in some of them. And, you know real quick. If you've got enough of the word, you'll know that don't line up with God's word. Like Dr. Jeff said, that's not the whole context. They took it out of context. But you understand what I'm saying? That the need for knowledge is very important for a Christian. You know, just like when you're preparing for a test, the need for knowledge is there for us. So we have to understand that God loves us, and He wants us to see He wants the very best in us. But we have to prepare. We need the knowledge. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight?